Now the Gemara asks the question, Shovna, is it true what you said, that the equal, that you said what, the second of the first, and the first of the second is equal, Ivermatu, Seklanarit, that we says Rishon Menorah, in the second class of olive, the grow in the middle of the tree, we said the first oil that comes out of it is kosher for Menorah. But the Ashala Menorah, the rest is only kosher for the Menorahs. But in the first class, the second type is only for the Menorahs, not for the Menorah. Exactly the same Shovin. In the first class of olive, you could only use the first type of its oil for the menorah. In the second class of olives, the first class of it you could use for the menorah. So Zachary told me the second class of the first is equal to the first of the second. One is kosher the menorah, one is not. My shovin, shovel the menorahs. What I meant to say is they're both shovel the menorahs. Means if you watch, Rashi says shimrei talit in a rishon shemeshen the menorahs hareil kashena shabrishon. You want to use the first oil that comes out of the second class of olives, he could use it for the menorahs, because that's not worse than the second class of the first types of olives. Then it says, Af kol ha-menorahs ha-yi bedin. Really, in Svaro, even for the menorahs, you have to be shemen zayich zoch. Turn around by this. The pasuk says zoch, pure. Ein zoch el menorah, it means pure and clean. The pasuk says kosis to be pounded down and kosis el kotush. When it says beaten up, it means pounded down. That's what it means. Now, Yochlai was thought to say yehei zoch kosis posel the menorahs. Then maybe the oil that comes from pounded down olives should be posel the menorahs. Tamalim. The pasuk says the yisorin solus bolu b'shem kosis. No, a minchah supposed to be made of the yisorin of flour. Mixed up with shemen kosis was beaten up olive oil. He came and saw matam lemon lemor. Why is the pasuk have to say lemor? The mashmah, the diuk was that shemen zayach zoch is only for the menorah, not for the menorahs. I from this pasuk says clearly by the menorahs the shemen kosis. So learn out from here that you're allowed to use shemen kosis for the menorahs. Elamivnei ha chiskun. Because of the chiskun, that'll be a difference. First question now, my chizkum, what does that mean? Om yablozo, ha Torah chosam amoynesha Yisrael, that the reason why the Torah says for the menorahs, you do not have to use the best type of oil, because like Hashem had rachmanas in our money, if we could only use that type of an oil, it would be too expensive to bring menorahs. So Hashem wanted to make it easy for us, that's why he permitted us to use even the second class or third class of oil for the menorahs. Pasuk says, Sabbaz b'nei Yisrael v'yikru lech Hashem azayach zoch. Omer Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Eilecha b'loy li, means take it for yourself and not to me, means to say, Loy lor ani tzorach. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to put the menorah in the Mizbeah, in the Mishkan, he did not need it to light up the Mishkan. Hashem does not need this light, Hashem has his own light. But the Pshat is, Eilecha for us. The menorah is the Or HaTorah, that's for us, not for Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake. Now it says what? We know Shulchan was Betzofen. The Shulchan was on the north side of the Azara, or Menorah, in the Kachim, or Menorah Bedorm. The Menorah was on the south side. Omer Rab Loza. Loy li Achilo Nitzorach. For Loy li Oira Nitzorach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need the Shulchan for Achilo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need the Menorah for the light. Vayas Labayis Chaloinei Shkufim Atumim. That they made in the base of Midosh windows shkufim v'atum. What does that mean to say? Torner shkufim v'mifnim v'yatumim v'miyachutz. That are very small inside and very big outside. Again, why? L'liyor anitzarech. The windows are not for the purpose to bring the light inside. Hashem does not need the light. Rather, the purpose is that the Shekhinah should be shining outside. Therefore, it's bigger outside than inside. Pasuk says, where's the place to put the menorah? Mechutz laperecha seidus b'yomayid is eidus su l'chol b'yomayid. This is the eidus for the whole world. Sha'ashchina shere b'yisrael. That the Shekhinah is in Klal Yisrael. If you turn against the question, L'yayra nitzarech, maybe the menorah is put there so Hashem should have light in the Mishkan. The Torah says no. V'aloi kol ha'boyim shon all 40 years. Sha'olcho Yisrael b'mirka Yisrael in the Midbar. L'yayolcho el l'yayroi. The only one with the light of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sa'akam Hashem can make his own light. Sakam Hashem wants the menorah in the base. In the Mishkan, El Eidus, it is an Eidus, the Chol Boim, for the whole world. Sha'ashkin Nishar B'Yisrael. Here, like after the Chet Egel, Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show in the Dei Tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu was mekabel them, and the Shechina is still with us, so the Mishkan is the Raya, the Menorah, that the Shechina is sure of B'Klai Yisrael. My Yedusa, what's the Eidus, what's the proof? Or Marova, the Ner Marovi, means the Ner Marovi. There was a Ness, Shenoistin Ba'Hashem and Kineges Havrusel, they put the same amount of oil as the other ones, Mimena from this Ner, Hoyim Madlik, used to start lighting, or Bohoy Messiahim, that used to last much longer than all the other Neros. So it was as a Ness, the Ner Marovi, and that was the Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Shechina back into Klai Yisrael. Now the Mishnah says, Uminayin, or Gishas Me'ein, Hoy Mevinis Yain, for where did they bring the wine for the Nesachim? So the Mishnah says, Kurusim Vihatulim Alfal Yain. These two cities, Kurusim Vihatulim, these are the best place to get wine for the Nesachim. Shnilen, what's the second best place? That's Beis Rimo, or Beis Lovin Behor. These two places in the mountains. In Yehuda, those are very good grapes for the yain for Nesachim. Ukvar Signa Babiko, and Kvar Signa in the valley also had. But the klal is again is Kol HaRotza, so it shares all the cities really. Any type of wine yet is kosher. And the Mekana Mevin, this was the best wine they brought from there. The Ein Mevin, again, he can't bring these grapes that grow in the field. Let me be Sazolim, not in the field that has to be fertilized in order to make it grow well. Flemi based Hashlacha, not in the field that needs to be irrigated, doesn't have enough rainwater. Flemi Mash and Yisra B'neim, none of you have other things growing in between them, you have vegetables growing there. It's Machish, the karka doesn't grow so well, but still the klal is Vimhevi Kosher. If you bring wine or bring olive grapes from these places, but the evidence kosher. The Ein Mevi'in Aliyastun, he cannot bring Aliyastun for Nesachim, that yain made from grapes that were sweetened in the sun baked them and made it sweet. If you may be kosher, but yeah, but if you bring this wine for the Nesachim is kosher. A mevi and yoshin, you cannot bring old wine, yain yoshin. A year passed by already, it's no good. Deeper Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. However, chomer say no machshirim, still it's kosher, still called yain, it's kosher Nesachim. A mevi and lemosik, you cannot bring wine that has sugar put into it if you sweetened it. Flemi ushan, and not wine that was like smoked. Flemi vushal, not from wine that was cooked. Vimhevi posel, if you use this type of wine for Nesachim, it's like a posel. The aim of vien min hadolius. You cannot bring wine from the dolius. That's gefanim mududolius agabi amudim kyetzebim. That's like grapes that are hanging over other things, the poles. Those grapes are no good. Ela min haruglius. You have to bring from grapes or ruglius. That means gefanim vines that are spread out over the kark itself. Those are better pears. Those are better grapes. Or min hakromim huavudim. Or else from the vines that are worked over. That you work over it pamayim mishana twice a year. They used to dig around it. We'll see. And that had good grapes, those are better grapes. Then the Mishnah says, Lohoyu Koinsinoisa, they did not gather together the oil or the grapes. They did not gather the grapes together, and put them into big pitchers. And Lobachovius Katanas used to put them in small pitchers. They did not fill it up to the top either, because they did the wine itself. That the smell, the reyach, should be in there. Now there should be some air in there that holds the smell inside it. Now, maybe like mipi, we don't bring wine from the top part of the barrel, mifnei hakamochim, because there are some sediments there. And hakamochim, some pieces there, the top part of the wine, and the same thing, v'loy mishlena, from the bottom part of the wine, mifnei hashmarim, also sediments there. And maybe mishlishim miemtziyosa, from the third and the half. Keso, your brother, how did you check it out? Agiz bu Yosef, akonav yod, he had a stick in his hand. Zorak es agid, vigish pekonu, he put the stick in like and bang around in the wine. And this, if you do, I'm a yayin, sholom, but kamochim plus the wine that has the kamochim in the disposal. You know what the posuk says? Tamim yulachem, umchosim, tamim yulachem, but it's came. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this last mission again the next day.
You're holding Daf Tzei Zayin Amar Aleph on top. We start just to the bottom part of the Mishnah again. The last few lines on the Tzei Vavim Bey was that the Mishnah says again, we're talking about Yayin, that where do you bring the wine, where do you get the grapes to make the Nesachim from? Last part was Lohoyu Koinsin Noisoi Bechatzachim Gedolim. They would not store them, the wine, in the big barrels, but rather Ella Bechavius Ketan is only in small barrels. And the reason is because the wine that's found in big barrels, the time, the taste, gets ruined, becomes bad. And the aim memales achav yisapiyim, even the small barrel, they would not fill it up to the top with wine, but rather leave some space, some air in the barrel, kedei sheirecha neidif, that the reyach of the smell of the wine should still be able to stay inside. Now, aim mevia loy mipiho, we do not take the wine, the top,